Random House Audio presents Now and Then by Robert B. Parker. Read for you by Joe Mantegna. Chapter 1. He came into my office carrying a thin briefcase under his left arm. He was wearing a dark suit and a white shirt with a red and blue striped tie. His red hair was cut very short. He had a thin, sharp face. He closed the door carefully behind him and turned and gave me the hard eye. "You Spencer?" he said. "And proud of it," I said. He looked at me aggressively and didn't say anything. I smiled pleasantly. "Are you being a wise guy?" he said. "Only for a second," I said. "What can I do for you?" "I don't like this," he said. "Well," I said, "it's a start." "I don't like funny either," he said. "Then we should do great," I said. "My name is Dennis Doherty," he said. "I love alliteration," I said. "What?" "There I go again," I said. "Listen, pal, you don't want my business, just say so."
"I don't want your business," I said.
"Okay," he said. He stood and walked toward my door. He opened it and stopped and turned around. "I came on a little strong," he said.
"I noticed that," I said.
"Let me start over," Doherty said. I nodded. "Try not to frighten me," I said. He closed the door and came back and sat in one of the chairs in front of my desk. He looked at me for a time.